This is the guest list. Rowan is currently too unemployed and poor to afford a proper voiceover artist. My name is Madeline. I am a free effect on internet, and I will do his voiceovers for now. This is episode number 2. I might get paid by January, but who knows? I don't think he has any new money. Oh well, here comes the episode.
Welcome back to another episode of The Guest List, episode 2, in fact. So if you've heard the first one and you come back for the second one, God love you. If this is your first episode, how are you? My name's Ron Edwards and I'm the host of the lovely Guest List. Fun little podcast with fun friends. God, it's like fucking Dora the Explorer. Never mind. All right. The next guest is my barber, Jacob. And it's like, Ron, I thought you were getting cool DJs on. Yes, but also having other cool people like Jacob. English geezer, please let me know if you can understand him in the Q&A in the Spotify, or just send me a DM at guest list pod if you can understand him. My girlfriend Lucy says she can't, but he's very funny, has done a lot of cool stuff, and we really break down kind of like a mental health stuff when I was going through my radio exit, things like that. So here he is, the great man Jacob, on episode 2 of The Guest List.
The barber to the stars.
Who's that? Just kidding.
Welcome to the guest list, Jacob. I don't even know your last name. What is it?
Mate, it's like a elusive, innit?
This is going to be a good episode. This feels like this is going to be a good episode.
I know.
You're a very good barber. You're a very good. You get to work on this mop.
I do, geez. We should make that the viewers aware that I am local, even with my accent.
Oh, of course. No, I
don't want people getting confused, bro. Do you know what I mean? This accent that I have.
No, they can't. Just so everyone knows, he's in the middle of Sydney, right in the middle. Yeah. What street is it? It's Elizabeth
Macquarie Street and Bent.
Yeah,
and Bent Street.
Bent Street. Okay. Yeah, Tate and Lyle. It's a good spot. I used to actually get my hair cut, just so everyone knows, from someone else named Kane. Sweet Kane. Kane was a lovely boy. A little bit miserable at times. I don't think he actually really wanted to cut hair much.
Yeah, he is the Cole Pilkington of cutting hair. He is a white miserable bastard. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, of course you are.
Well, you can probably bleep that out, can't you?
Mate, you just said bastard. You didn't say anything too bad.
All right, that's good. Well, yeah, I'm not going to lie. The radio out here, do you know what I mean? Cole's got a right potty mouth, isn't he?
Well, I'm really excited. I'm really excited to have you on the podcast because I think everyone should get a whole lot of Jacob in their life. Everyone needs a Jacob. Everyone needs a Jacob. I'm just lucky you get to make me look pretty most of the time. I mean, their hair looks good, and then otherwise I have to probably lift my game up and things. But I just thought we'd get the big dog on. We'd have a bit of a chat. I know that you've done some really fun things. You're very much a yes dude. You lean into things. So
I just like to. Like, the thing is, well, you've got to live life to the full. And also not have any regrets. And that's how I've lived my life from day dot, really. There's so many opportunities out there, and if someone asks you to do something, what's the point? Life's too short to be going on and about it. Just do it. Probably similar when I was younger and I went on one of the biggest like dating shows in the UK. I was just like, let's just have it.
What was that show?
That was a Take Me Out. So that was like prime time, ITV. Like, I think at some point I had like 7 million like people watching it. Jesus. But I was just like, why not? Like, live life to the full, to the season IB fight. Do you know what I mean? You just got to do, like, come out here. You just got to run with life.
Dude, let's talk about
opportunity.
Let's talk about Take Me Out. Now, what is that? Because I've never heard of Take Me Out.
Wait, you never heard of it?
No.
It's got that, I don't know, it's got that, like, Z-list comedy geezer that hosts it out here. And they had it on for a little bit, but yeah, you literally come down a love lift, and I think there's about 20 birds, and they have like a light, and they can like buzz you if they like buzz you out if they don't like you and stuff like that. And at the end of it, I think there's like 3 rounds. At the end of it, you get to go on a date to the Isle of Fernando's. So yeah, I think it was about 19 or 20.
What's the Isle of
Fernando's? That was in Tenerife. Well, like their budget increased, so like the first season, I think it was Bar Fernando's, which was in Manchester, because that's where they was filming. And then the second one, because it was like so popular on Saturday night TV, literally it upgraded and they went to Tenerife. So I was there for a couple of days. But like, I saw the opportunity and I was like, do you know what? I'm just going to go on it. And I was a bit of a fan favourite as well.
Well, yeah.
That much so actually, that when I was like out here, so I've been here coming up 10 years, and we was in the Watson's Bay Hotel, and this guy's, obviously I've lost my hair now. Obviously changed quite dramatically when I was 19, 20.
Yeah, you know,
thank you very much, Gaze.
Of course, both, yeah.
And then this Gaze come up to me and went, mate, are you Jake the Cake? And I was like,
Jake
no,
the Cake?
What? Yeah, that was my nickname, right?
What a big bum,
like,
or what was it?
Oh. Yeah, I like patisseries. I like penchant for the patisseries. So that's what they put me on there. It was a bit of a laugh. Even like Paddy McGuinness, who's a very famous comedian in the UK, said I had a great patter and was a very funny fella. And he's best mates with Peter Kay, so I mean, that's big ups from him.
Mate, well, you are funny. You have great chat.
Oh, thank you.
If anyone listening was listening to Hot Nights regularly, you would know that Jacob is the guy who made my hair yellow. I'd like to say blonde, but yellow.
Mate, it was like a copper yellow, wasn't it? That was so funny.
I quite liked it. I kind of liked
it. I thought it was just funny. I just thought it was funny. We could have got someone, like, we could have got your hairdresser, Dane, on. But, like, it's not as funny. I'm about comedy like you, bro. Do you know what I mean? I could have done the proper thing, but I thought, do you know what? It's going to be so much more funnier. Me just getting a box dye from Coles. What is it? Scandinavian blonde on it or platinum?
I don't know what it was. It was just...
It was, but, do you know what I mean? It's just funny.
Piss. It was cat piss colour was what it was.
Exactly.
But you keep me pretty. And we should actually talk about... We'll get back to Ibiza. It's Ibiza, isn't it?
Oh, you can call it Ibiza, but I call it Ibiza, but obviously, you know what I mean?
So let's talk about the barbering. Why did you decide you wanted to cut hair? How do you get into it?
At the end of school, I was quite intelligent. I was academically very good. And obviously, like, come out of school, I did well, got my A-levels. I was just going to do a very generic course at university, got into all the universities that I wanted to. And then I was like, I don't really know if that's for me. And my dad sort of said to me, he goes, look, we're obviously going to be helping you out. And he goes, but I really want you to, I want to know that you're going to actually apply yourself and not be out partying and stuff like that. I said, I don't know if I can promise you that.
A party, mate.
So I was like, I deferred my placement. So that's when me and my mate Biggie, we went and did a season in Ibiza.
Actually, let's get right into that before we get into the hair.
Well, it all goes in. It's like, it's a story, but it all sort of links up. So yeah, so we went and did a season in Ibiza, which is obviously one of the best things I've ever done. Huge weight for me, for obvious reasons.
Well, what are the reasons? What do you mean?
Well, yeah, so, like, do you know what I mean? There's a huge, like, awakening for me with ecstasy and stuff like that, and that love, and it was like, and everyone sort of says that season we did probably the last that really got commercialised.
Did it?
You know what I mean? The whole sort of Ibiza thing sort of changed a little bit with it being more sort of posery and stuff like that. It was more that sort of that hippie vibe. I really had an epiphany. I was just like, life is, like, it's so short and there's just so much to do. Being in a job that you actually enjoy and love is far more important. I was earning nothing like that. I think it was like 250 euros a week, PRing for a beach club. Well, it wasn't even a beach club. It was in San Antonio on Sunset Strip.
Wow.
A place called Savannah's, which is like the poorer sister of Cafe Mambo. So the geezer that owns that big have.
Was it still big DJs back then, even though it was like obviously...
Oh, yeah, huge. Do you know what I mean? You still had like David Guetta and like, do you know what I mean? Swedish Mafia. Do you know what I mean? Steve Lawler, like all the, do you know what I mean? Circle, like Jamie Jones would just like come out with Hungry for That. That was just like unbelievable. Do you know what I mean? Doing your first pill and fucking
in together
at like Mega Club, DC10. Do you know what I mean? Oh, it's so good.
That's still just as big. DC10 is still monster over there.
I know, it's huge. You're sitting on the outside. So, like, it's just unbelievable. And I think for a lot of kids, you got to travel. Do you know what I mean? Immerse yourself in different cultures. And
I grew up in Launceston in Tasmania, which is fucking tiny, Jacob. It's like 70,000 people. It is such a small town. Everyone's in everyone's business. And I just, something came over me. I was like, I do not want to die here.
Oh, yeah.
People, I feel like I'm just, everyone knows everyone. And I went to Canada for a year. I went, fuck this, I'm out. And I went to Canada. It really broke down any sort of social kind of norms that I thought. You know, and everyone also in these small towns, everyone's white, everyone's straight, and everyone's the same. You don't see anyone else or get to witness anything else.
It's vanilla.
It's so vanilla. And when you go to these places and you meet these different people, it forces you to go, oh, no, that is okay. It's just, I'm not used to it. And then that's where you started your barbering.
Do you know what? I need to do something I actually enjoy. But yeah, I had an epiphany when I was out there. I used to love going to the barbershop, Ron. And that's what I've tried to bring into my barbershop is that whole community vibe. Obviously, yeah, we're in the city and stuff. At the core, our core values are, obviously, like, we give great haircuts. We jam in. All my team are very, very accomplished barbers.
Fun. They're all fun. Like, all fun.
And that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
I want to be, like, the thing is nowadays, it's very difficult to have, do you know what I mean? There's so much sort of pressure and, well, I'll be honest with you, wokeness, like, with certain things. And it's just like that, the last sort of frontier, really, where you can just have fun. Like, obviously, a lot of people in the corporate environment And it's just like, we have a lot of fun. Like, everyone always says the atmosphere is great in there. Obviously, it's not for everyone. I mean, because we are a high-end barbershop, but I never wanted to be that high-end barbershop that was stuffy, had no atmosphere, was quiet. Like, we're very, like, the sort of barbershop. We know everyone that comes in, if they're regular. Like, we all talk to everyone's customers. We have good vibes. Like, I mean, we have a lot of fun, great music pumping. It's loud. It can sometimes be a little bit obnoxious, but it's just, it's fun. And that's what people want sometimes, is like when I'm going to escape.
When I'm in there, even I feel like shooting shit at the randoms I don't know. Even the people sitting next to me, I hear something and I go, you don't really do that, do you? And that it's just all part of it. All of a sudden I'm getting my hair washed.
Oh, man.
You're kissing my forehead. It's a real fun time.
Stuff that comes up in the news, it's like very open, inclusive. We're a very inclusive barbershop.
Yep.
A safe place as well for people to just chat to us about anything. Obviously, we're barbers, but we're also, therapist as well. Oh, obviously friends massively. And I was saying to the PT today, because I've known him for a long time, Jono from A0.
Jono from A0. You're coming on the pod at some point, brother. I'm getting you on.
Oh, it'll definitely come on. But I've known Jono for years, absolute years. He's a top fellow, and obviously he's got his new gym in the city. And I was just saying, it's mad, like, you'll see clients, obviously, because Sydney's a very small, see people. And like, I've cut people down, they just cut you out of their life, even though you know everything about them. And like, they will just ignore you in the street.
That's so weird.
And I'm like, and he said the same thing. He goes, like, you have these clients for years. And like, mate, things happen. Do you know what I mean? Circumstances change. Like, you've got you're on a different trajectory to different people. Like, I know that there's loads of different variables that come into your life that might be the reason why you can't come see me for a haircut. I'm too busy. Mm. I've got, like, I'm a bit too much money nowadays.
Right.
It doesn't mean that I never cared about you, or, do you know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of people just see this business sometimes as transactional, especially like same with Jono. It isn't. Like, once you build that rapport with someone, it's more than just, and obviously it hurts when people leave and stuff like that, but you understand. But like, you can still say hello to me, you can still, approach me and stuff like that. Like, just because you don't come in my shop doesn't mean that you're just dead to me.
No.
It's such a strange, like, situation. And he was saying the same thing with him with customers and stuff. And they might move. But mate, I genuinely care about all the people that come through my chair. Like, from my chair.
It's funny, and I describe a lot of the times as well, when all the bullshit was going on with me and the radio finishing, which I will talk about at some point. I had a fucking shitty week, and I remember. I think it was just so shit. I felt so bad about myself, and I remember the reminder popped up, and I was like, fuck, I gotta get my hair cut. Go in there, and you could just tell something was off.
Oh yeah, 100%. I think you had a couple of shots, mate, of whiskey, beer chaser.
Mate, you brought over a shot of whiskey and three Peronis in the space of a half an hour haircut. And
you can read that situation, man.
And obviously, yeah, and look, that's not, and I'm not here going drink to, drown your sorrows. That's silly.
No.
It's the fact that you went, let's get him up. What are we going to do to get it up a bit? And it made my day, and it made my week. And obviously thank you.
Well, I'm not even going to ask. Give me the goose pimples, that is. And give me the warm fuzzy feeling.
Of course.
No, but that's what it's about, bro. Like, I could sense straight away that there was something not right.
Mm.
I've seen stuff as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was aware of the situation, but I just wanted to be there for you. And obviously, I know, like, alcohol or any, substances is, like, not the best way to, but sometimes it's just all you need, isn't it? That, a little cuddle, a drink, and just brought up, mate, it's going to be all right. We're going to get through this together. So I know you're getting it from everyone, but that small, sometimes insignificant touch or just, like, going to be all right, mate, means a lot to a lot of people.
Sometimes.
And I think it's definitely become more apparent with mental health and stuff like that, just checking in on people and saying, look, I'm here if you need, like, anything.
Sometimes when people talk about mental health, and not to turn this podcast into a mental health podcast, but
when
people think they talk about mental health, they think it's a 24/7 thing. Sometimes it is, and you have to, really conscious and care of people. But sometimes you're having a really fucking shitty day, and that can kind of ruin the week. Not to say the week will be bad, but that can also mean you just need someone to go, like, oi, oi, like, you're right, you're good.
Yeah.
And sometimes asking if someone's good is, like, actually not enough. You might have to do more, even text someone the next day. But if you can get yourself to a place, especially like the barbershop, especially like a barbershop where people will rally around you, not just Jacobs, Tate and Lowell, but especially these places where you feel comfortable and, like you mentioned before, safe, they can make or break You know, it's really important, especially for men too. Especially.
Oh, mate! I think what you said is so true. You get waves, and I think everyone goes through that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I get anxiety, and you don't even know why, yeah. And things like something might happen that, like you said, will just make your whole week feel so. Do you know what I mean? Deflated, yeah. And it's not even. But just going somewhere, like even your coffee shop, and do you know what I mean? Just someone saying hello, seeing how you are, like a friendly face. Do you know what I mean? Is very important, and I know. It's very difficult nowadays because everyone's just so busy and on social media. Do you know what I mean? Like that sort of actual connection. Yeah. And that's what we've lost a lot of the time. Yeah. Well, is actually that human interaction. Not just being on message. And I know, do you know what I mean? We were texting through that whole thing, but just actually genuinely being there physically, like for people, it means a lot to them.
If you can
just be there. And,
if you can get someone to a point where they trust that you'll be there for them, it means the world to someone.
Oh, mate.
You don't need to work 100%. With them. You don't need to have, grew up with them. But, it can be someone that you'll see it once every 6 months. That might be enough.
Yeah.
They go, I know he's got me, or I know she's got me. I know there's...
100%.
It's, that's why I think the barbershop, especially yours, is so special. Because people come in. And I do see people come in and they come in, they get their hair cut and they fuck off. Like, that's what they do.
Yeah, that's what they want.
And that's fine.
They can just... Some people, they'll sit there.
Yeah.
And I'm, for half an hour after just sipping on their beer and just taking it all in.
Just breathing.
Because it's just fun.
We have a mutual friend, Joel, my old PT. And we catch up all the time. We were talking this morning at 5:30 on the way to the gym. Like, that's how, it's like, I'm not going to cut you out of my life. He's the best. He had a client where it was, I want to be trained. I will have headphones in. Do not speak to me. Joel was like, all right. So Joel would train this guy and this guy wouldn't fucking speak to him. I don't know who it is. If he walked past me the street, I'd have no idea what he looked like. This guy would work out with Joel for an hour or 45 minutes, headphones in, not one fucking word. Just wanted Joel to train him. And Joel's like, I'll do it. But like Joel has said some really profound, helpful shit to me. And it's like, why wouldn't you use these people you're going to be around to help your head a bit,
Networking and, do you know what I mean, just someone actually being there. But we have it as well in the shop. We've got the quiet service and there is just people that I always find it so awkward.
Weird, isn't it?
Obviously, for someone like me as well, Andrew, do you know what I mean? To chat. And Joel. Do you know what I mean? I've known Joel as well for a very long time. And like these people, like it's just in there. To be welcoming, warm, and friendly.
Yeah.
Like, it just goes against every bit of your fiber and your substance to be like, I struggle. Like, I haven't held my tongue. I'm just like, this is awful.
This episode is brought to you by Party Chats, the ultimate video guestbook for any event. Throwing a party? Party Chats will be there. A 40th? A store opening? Opening a new business? Are you having a baby shower? Party Chats will be there. DM at Party Chats on Instagram today. Now, back to the episode.
And that's actually funny you mentioned the Ibiza thing. I went to Canada and I was so under the influence at about 3 a.m. one morning. And one of my mates said, what do you want to do with your life? I said, I reckon I'd be pretty good at radio. And he said, you would be fantastic. Next morning I woke up and then I signed up to TAFE back in Tassie and I flew home. And then now here we are.
That's about it. Was mate, same with me. And then I went back to London and literally applied for all these barbershops. I applied for about 250 barbershops. Like, one emailed thing, and literally only one got back to me. Because at that time, barber popular. You know, like now, it's the in thing. It's like tattooing, it's like PT, and there's these fads. When I come here, it was nothing. There wasn't this sort of like apprenticeships and stuff because you just couldn't do anything. And there was one shop in London that was like, yeah, we'll take you can just be a Saturday boy and then I'll go after there. I actually got a good story about one more I did in London, which is quite funny when I first started. But I did a very similar show out here where they just came in there just a bit like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy when they're looking for. But yeah, this makeover show, we used to get these guys that come in, obviously, like, you know, when it's like with TV, right, they obviously make it more for TV. And when I was in London, I did a makeover show and we had a guy, I mean, I was a bit of a shave expert when I first started my apprenticeship.
Yeah, yeah.
When that was the first thing that they got me doing because it's the. But I was taught by probably one of the best shavers in London. This kid was in. There's film. This is being filmed. Bear in mind, this kid comes in, but he had a lot of acne.
Right.
But not like a few little pimples and that, like deep, heavy. Do you know what I mean, red, like a lot of scar tissue, big like boily spots.
You cop them, they're gonna bleed. Yeah.
Oh, mate, they're like like a volcano, squirting about. Do you know what I mean? I look like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, you were cutting them off?
No, mate. What happened was, mate, you can't, like, when you're shaving and he's taking off, like, his beard, but obviously he's got so many spots, I popped one. And obviously where you've been drinking, like, obviously for a bit of Dutch coverage, like, the mirror's not, there's no mirror there, because obviously, like, I don't want them to see the reveal until after they've had the full makeup done.
Yeah.
So after I popped one of these spots, but where he's been drinking, obviously his blood's thinned.
Yeah.
So obviously I've done this spot and it just would not. I put everything on like a styptic, do you know what I mean? All the lotions and potions, a bit of talc and powder. Anyway, mate, just wouldn't. I was like, mate, I'm really sorry. It's just not bleeding. Got obviously a tissue, I think we did to do it. But the sight of the blood, he fainted.
So he's lying on your barber floor, just bleeding out.
Just went like, he's a bleeder, like in Thingy, in Something About Mary. He's a bleeder. But literally, it wouldn't stop bleeding. And I was like, oh my days. And he went like, honestly, well, people ain't going to be able to see me, but if you could just imagine just going bright white, like Casper, yeah, and just slumping in the chair. I literally had to pick him up.
That much blood?
Mate, not that much, but like, he just obviously didn't like the sight of blood.
Oh.
And then I had to put him in a chair, lay him down. Elevate, mate, it wasn't like, it was just a spot come off and it just wouldn't stop bleeding. And he was so embarrassed about it after he woke up after about 10 seconds. Yeah, live on, no, I'm not live on TV, luckily.
Oh my God, luckily.
But yeah, it was pretty embarrassing. I mean, I did it at another one as well, another barbering event where it's like all these oil and gas brokers in Mayfair.
Oh, the nice area.
And obviously they've been on the lash.
That's like the...
Oh, that's the fancy area. They've been on the lash. It was in an underground, like, speakeasy style bar. Like, lighting was pretty bad. Anyway, I was doing loads of shaves and this guy had like a white mole. He didn't faint, but he just wouldn't stop bleeding. I had to have a napkin.
What's a white mole?
White mole, dark moles, which is obviously pigmentation, but you get some ones that are white, that are just skin colour, but it's a mole.
Oh, and you cop it and it just bleeds. Ooh.
Yeah, mate. Just, and obviously, again, drinking probably on like Charlie and stuff like that. So yeah, he was absolutely, do you know what I mean?
Thin.
He was going, wouldn't stop. He had to walk around with a bloody napkin on his face because nothing would stop it. Yeah, man. I've seen it all, people's ears be chopped off.
How do you chop someone's ear off? Oh, like if you just...
I didn't scissors. Chop the geezer's ear off.
Oh, right.
Just nip the top.
Oh.
And he's, wouldn't stop bleeding. Come out, got called out. My boss at the time was like, what do you do when you cut someone? I told him all the trade secrets. I'm out of the back. This geezer had loads of talc and powder around his face. And I was like, mate, that's not going to stop. You're going to have super glue. Because that's a trade secret. You ever cut yourself? Super glue. Super glue was invented. I think it actually was invented as a...
Stop cuts.
To stop blood thing. And then they realised how good it was actually as an adhesive.
Really?
But like when you go to the doctors, like, I've got a massive gash on the back of my head.
Yeah.
They just fit with super glue. That's how you stick it together. And it stops the bleeding instantly.
So the gash comes out. Do you just put it on or do you like shut it, glue it?
Yeah, mate, just chuck it, clean it and then just put the super glue on it, stops it.
Well, how do you get it off? How do you get the super glue off?
You don't, you just leave it to stop it so that it starts healing itself.
So you have it on there for like a couple of weeks?
Obviously not. If you really cut yourself, anyone out there, if you really cut yourself, go to A&E or the emergency department. Yeah. Don't be going trying to save yourself a load of super glue and just bleed out, like, warning. Like, we're not, me and Mo ain't doctors. Sometimes love doctors, do you know what I mean, in the church, do you know what I mean, giving advice on their love lives and stuff, do you know what I mean, late night love.
Do you want to hear a couple of would you rathers? I even have like a, I have an intro.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, you want to hear? As long as they're not on anything like that, do you know what I mean, would you rather be sucked off by your dad or your mum, do you know what I mean, anything like that, Ryan?
I don't think so. These have all been done, so.
Oh, good.
Here we would you rather this or would you rather that? So I made that. You want to hear the first one?
Yeah, that's it. Go on.
Let's go.
Would you rather know the date of your death or know the cause of your death?
Would you like to know when you're going to die?
Cause.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, cause.
I think because if you know what it is, you'll avoid it forever. You'll be like so frightened of it.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what I was thinking. It'd be like Final Destination. If they told me I'm going to have a heart attack, I'll be like, well, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Being a date would be more...
Like, what if it was a car? Like, it was like...
Oh, yeah. But, I'm not even going to lie, but I sometimes think like that. I go, when something happens, I even fly and obviously go back home to see family. And
that's grim.
I'm like... When you think about it, it's the same like with any mad sort of facts, like with shark attacks. Like, let's get some shark attacks. Actually more from cars.
Yeah, but don't think about it, though. Just don't think about it.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll just want to know what my cause is so that I can
prevent it. Okay, that's fair enough. All right, next one.
Would you rather always be 20 minutes late for important events or always be 2 hours early for everything else?
I'll be late. Really? 20 minutes late to important events? What about like your wedding? You know, if you...
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
20 minutes late to really important events.
Actually, 2 hours is a very long time, man.
2 hours is a long time to be early for anything.
Yeah, mate. Like, it's bad enough when you're like 30 minutes early for something just twiddling around.
Maybe, you know what?
At least I suppose you've got your phone and stuff.
No, I agree with you. I think it's 20 minutes late and you just use the banter to get out of it. And then they go, oh, he'll just be late.
Oh, it's Jake. He's always late.
Yeah, he's always late. That's a good one.
Oh, he's always late. They just tell me the wrong time so that I'm like 20 minutes late, but actually I'm not. I'm 20 minutes late. I'm on time because they're island time.
Yeah, you just get people to work around you. All right, last one. You ready?
Yeah, easy.
Would you rather have sex with your cousin in secret or not have sex with your cousin, but everyone thinks that you did?
This is an impossible one. I don't think you're in. It's a lose either way.
Oh, this is quite funny because if this was T at the shop, his first question would be first or second cousin. Because apparently it's a wife if it's your second cousin, not your first, because that's blood.
But second cousin is maybe like an accident. What do you reckon?
No, I'm not, mate. I'd rather just know myself. It's like anything, isn't it? If you know...
You can hide it.
Very deep and meaningful. But if you know within yourself it's something, you just know. There's no point. It don't matter.
Mate, that's a great answer. That's a great answer.
Yeah, 100%. They think I've done it, but I'm like, no. And I know within myself, and that's enough for me. I can live with my head held high.
So you're saying you would just not do it? And everyone would be like, aha, shagged your cousin.
Oh, yeah, mate, yeah.
And then you'd be like, well, I didn't, so.
Bit like Amsterdam. You sucked off your dad's. So I'm like, no, I didn't. I didn't do that. You can spread that rumour, bro. But I'll be like, mate, I haven't checked that.
Mate, I'm Tasmanian.
A bit like in Ali G where he goes, I'll put it to you, you sucked off an ox. And he's like, but I'll be like, no, I didn't. I didn't trip and fall in its phallus. So do you know what I mean?
No.
I'm like, nah, but I love Would You Rather. We always play it in a shop. Not as PC as this. This is quite PC.
Jacob, I think we're done,
There's
brother.
There's other people in Maydale that are just like him. Oh, cheers, I'm being booted off. It's like the Oscar Awards.
Mate, I think we're...
Put that music on. Put that music on, bro. Put it on.
You want some music, baby?
Yeah, see you later.
Mate, this is fun.
Oh, yeah.
I've actually got a few of them.
No, there's a lot of... Yeah, that's a bit more me. This is a bit more me, mate. Jane. Ooh. 80s.
You have been very fun, and I really appreciate you coming on, my man. It was...
I know. I feel like there's so much more, do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm probably going to have to write a book or something.
If anyone could write a book...
Touch on a lot of stuff.
If anyone could write a book, I think you absolutely can.
Yeah. There's like a lot of things, do you know what I mean? We didn't talk about the whole sort of... When we were using my chair, and I was saying it's be like the secret life of a barber. Bit like the secret life of a call girl.
What do you mean?
I just know all these secrets. I just know all these secrets about people.
Are you going to tell people's secrets, are you?
A kiss and tell.
You're going to do a kiss and tell?
A kiss and tell, yeah. Well, you did one with Joel's client who don't like being spoken to.
But I don't know who that is. You know these people.
Oh, I reckon, there's clients from London and stuff like that. I reckon there's a lot of people when, if it was like the Diaries of a Secret Barber, I bet a lot of people's bumholes would be twitching.
Really?
I don't know. What's he going to say of all these stories about people?
I would love to have you in when I finally have a fucking studio. So maybe we'll do that.
Yeah, we should do that. And I reckon we'd get someone else in, like, in a different profession. We just talk about all these, like, mad stories.
Yeah, maybe we do need to have you come back on for some fun ones.
We've got a lot of chemistry, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like, anyone out there that's listening, any radio producers, whatever, me and Mo want our own show. But, yeah, anyway, that's what I hope I achieve out of this. Some notoriety. But that's what I want. I want people go, oh, that's Jake. Let him in. Like, could you pavilion where I can't get in?
Have they banned you from there?
Well, they just don't like me because of the hand tattoos and that.
Oh, hand tattoos, bald, and the accent.
Yeah, bald and handsome.
Price profiling.
Oh, no, mate. It will change. This is what you have to do.
Maybe
with.
If I start to play there, I can have a good word to the bouncers and they'll let you in because you're a mate.
Yeah, fingers crossed. We'll see what comes of this, but I'd love to be a feature on the show. Maybe I could be that voiceover geezer. Would you rather? But we'll save it.
We'll save it.
We'll keep You'll the, be back. We'll keep the viewers wanting more.
You'll be back, baby. You'll be back.
All right, lovely jubbly. Love you, mate. Be lucky, stay safe, and don't shag your cousin.
Again. What? Tasmania?
You are from Tasmania.
Want more guest list? Follow Rowan on Instagram at guestlistpod, or hit bell on Spotify and follow there as well. I'm learning there is a lot of things to follow. Rowan says it's important. I think he's needy, but he means well. Thank you. I'm Madeline. See you next week. Goodbye.